Now, you know, my father was an educated man. He was a kind of a scientist, a professor, a man who was always trying to make some new discovery. Why, if father was going along the street and saw anything on the sidewalk, he'd stoop down and pick it up to examine it. Tobacco or anything. You know, and he was one of these men. I remember one morning he and I were coming home from downtown about 3 o'clock, and we cut through the next door neighbor's yard. Well, while we're going through this neighbor's yard, father saw something on the ground, and out of curiosity, he stooped down and picked it up to examine it. Well, when we got it over to our house where the light was, we discovered that it was an arm full of wood. Well, the man who lived there had been missing wood for quite a while, and he was watching the woodpile. So when he came out and saw father with his wood, he thought, of course, that father intended to steal it. And nothing of the kind. Why, the idea of my father stealing the man's wood when we had a cellar half full of wood, just like it. So the first thing this fella did was begin to fight with my father. And I remember the first thing he did was to strike a blow at him. But father is an experienced boxer, you know, and he happened to get his eye on this blow just in time. But of course, by the time he got his eye off it again, why, the eye was closed. Well, I noticed that father had succeeded pretty soon in getting the thumb hold on this other fella. You know, the thumb hold, that's the hold where you stick your thumb in the other fella's mouth and holler. Well, father got it on him all right and hollered and everything, but the other fella wouldn't let go. And that made father mad, and he called this fella everything he could think of. But the fella stood there, actually afraid to open his mouth. Well, father is one of these experienced boxers, you know, like Fitzsimmons. And he was watching all the time for an opening. And he happened to see an opening in the fence. And he went for it. But the other fella headed him off and hit him right in the mouth. But that blow didn't amount to anything. That didn't do any damage at all. Because those four teeth had been troubling father for quite a while anyhow. Well, I remember they wrestled around on the ground there. Sometimes a father being under, and sometimes the other fella be on top. And that's the way to go. Well, of course, you know, when the neighbors heard about my father fighting, they were all surprised because they knew he had such a lovable disposition. You know, you couldn't make him mad. I never saw him really angry but once. And that is the day that Barnum Circus was in town. I remember one of the girls in the ladies' dressing room stuck her finger through a little hole in the tent. And it happened to hit my father in the eye.